Welcome to Nocturnal Admissions. This is a podcast with Fee and Faye. We're two sisters. Fee, say what's up to the people.
Hey, what's up?
All right, you guys. Yeah, so we have a couple of... This is our very first podcast of this particular title. And we're going to do this... We're going to do this on some real shit. Like, we want y'all to just have fun and just to relate to us as your friends. So, topic of the night. Well, let's just go through... Let me tell you guys what we're going to talk about tonight. Gay for pay. We're going to talk about gay for pay. What is it? We have something here called the scenario of the night. Yo, what's the scenario? And lastly, but not leastly... we got the celebrity spotlight where we celebrate you guys, but there's a price to pay for your fame, and we are going to make you pay tonight on our show. So, Fee, can you define gay for pay? What is it?
Gay for pay is basically willing to do anything for a buck.
Willing to do anything for a buck sounds about right to me. Some sources, you guys can go to Urban Dictionary and look it up. There's also a documentary for free on YouTube called Gay for Pay. And what we're going to do is use this clip from the Tyra Banks talk show. Just take a listen.
These two guys. The first is Kurt. He's been with his girlfriend for 6 years, and they have three beautiful children, and they have another one on the way. So that's going to make four. Then we have Aaron. He's a scuba diver who got dumped by his girlfriend just last week. And they look like two average all-American guys, but there's something about Aaron and Kurt that you might find shocking. They are both straight guys who, for the right price, have sex with men on camera. They've even done gay porn scenes together. They are straight men who admit, I'm gay for pay.
Okay, can we say AIDS?
Well, for me, let me go back.
Even done gay porn scenes together.
Let's just go back, because I want to touch on something.
Think about Aaron and Kurt that you might find shocking. They are both straight guys.
Let's stop it right there. If you are gay for pay,
that makes you gay.
In my opinion, that makes you gay. Like, I mean, what do you guys think? Do you guys think these dudes are gay? Like, or do you think they're straight? I definitely want you guys to like subscribe and comment below in the section and let us know what you think. Like, seriously, if somebody is gay for pay, is that possible? Or, I mean, the fact that you're willing to do anything with a man at all in my culture, in the black community, means you totally gay. I mean, Fee, what you think?
The whole gay for pay thing, I think you're just gay, which is fine. I don't have anything against gays, but don't deceive your girlfriend, deceive your wife. That shit isn't fair. Not only that, you're doing that for money. Like, I'd rather sell oranges by the freeway if I were a man.
I'd rather sell seashells by the damn seashore. Like, to me, it says something about you as a person and your integrity.
It screams low self-esteem to me.
Because, see, and it has something to do with integrity. Like, I don't want to get anybody wrong and make them think, oh, that I think being gay is, you know, the end all be all. Like, I have nothing against the gay community. I am a normal heterosexual female. Not saying gay is abnormal, but I'm just a heterosexual female that, if I had a choice, I want my kids to just be straight. But if they turn out gay, you know, I love them anyway. You know what I mean? But let me clear something up. Where I think it's an integrity issue is because integrity has to do with what you being willing to do stuff in front, like among other people that you would do by yourself. Like, you have to still have that same standards that you have in front of others.
All integrity is lost.
By yourself. And so to me, when you do gay for pay, most of the time, in my experience, it's something that men do, or what I've noticed is that it's a shameful act that men hide, and then it later comes out in, you know, to the light. Once something, you know, that person gets famous or something, and we'll touch on that again a little bit later, but we're actually gonna get into the scenario of the night. Coming up, we have that and the celebrity spotlight, so please stay tuned. We'll be right back with Nocturnal Emissions and Nocturnal Admissions, excuse me, and see you guys. We gotta pay some bills.
Okay, welcome back to Nocturnal Admissions. So our scenario of the night is, okay, I just want to know what you guys think. What if you, you know, met your guy, met bae at grocery store, club, Tinder, you know, whatever, chat line, gas station, whatever. Things are going really great, and you know, you found out that he was in a gay porn video. Now, Faye, what would you do? How would you handle that?
Shit, he gotta go. He gotta get the fuck. He's got to go. Like, period. I mean, I can't even wrap my brain around it. Like, but all I do know is that you definitely gotta go. You can't stay here. You gotta leave ASAP. Like, I'm not staying. You can't be in the house with me, because while I don't have anything wrong with niggas being gay, I certainly don't want to be with a gay man. Like, sorry, but and the reason I feel that way is because, like, when I'm in a serious relationship, I would like for us to be able to use to go unprotected. And to me, as a person that studied science, I know that gay sex typically involves anal, which is riskier because of all the blood vessels and things. And it's just period
risk. Skin, you know, nothing against gays, but you know,
that makes it more prone.
You're here to reproduce. You can't produce man to man, woman to woman. I don't have anything against it. My favorite cousin in the world is gay. However, you know, walk around saying that you're gay. Don't be offended by what other people feel about it. And I tell you what I'd do if I found out my guy were gay or in a gay porn. I'd never speak to him again with no explanation.
Yep, I would just
wonder
what the fuck happened to me. Yep. And like, see, the thing for me is that, like, I know some women are cool with being in a relationship with a bisexual male. I particularly am not. And it's because, I mean, I know a lot of people out there like to say, oh, you're not supposed to say that, oh, because somebody is gay that they're likely to get HIV.
But it's true.
It's true. It's not just about gay, but gay people more frequently have anal sex and riskier sex like that than straight people. Typically, like, well, I don't know. I don't want to say that, actually, because I know some straight hoes that are nasty. But I think, like,
yeah,
I know. And when I say nasty, I mean anal sex, because I think anal sex is disgusting for women. I feel like for women specifically, like, I mean, if you're a man and you want to have anal sex, that's on you. I particularly think anal sex for men or women is really, like, disgusting, because you're moving your bowels.
Fecal
matter comes out of your ass. There's another potential for, like, just the spread of germs, diseases, and things like that. So while anybody who wants to comment or have anything negative to say, we can go back and forth. I don't give a shit about statistics that are reported through the CDC. I know what I learned at Mount Sinai Adolescent Health Clinic, and I learned that when you participate in anal sex and other sexual things like that, is just risky, and you're prone to, you know, get certain incurable diseases like herpes and HIV.
And I didn't learn that from anywhere. I just, like, quite frankly, I feel like it's disgusting. I'm totally against it. And back to the scenario for the night, all I know is I drop my guy like a hot potato. Or
well, like, for me personally, and I'm also gonna like be the devil's advocate here, because I'm wondering if, you know, in the Black community, we certainly like, we have the issue of down low brothers and stuff, and this is where the gay for pay thing definitely plays into the role of a down low lover, because like, you're out there doing this for pay. There's, to me, certain men in my culture that have standards that if they're gay, they're just going to be openly gay.
Right.
But if they're straight, then you need to be like militantly straight. Like, there should be no reason that you would ever do a gay act unless you were like molested or taken advantage of. And even then, you're going to do it kicking and screaming. We want to imagine that you fought tooth and nail to save your ass virginity, like, seriously.
I'm telling you.
And it's not even like a joke. It's dead ass funny. Like, this is how we feel in the Black community. And for me, gay for pay is unacceptable. It's very taboo. And I would shun and completely get rid of, you know, like, any guy. Like, I know you guys hear my sister, we do have opposing views, because we're both from the West Indian culture, but she's more West Indian than I am. So to be like gay or to do anything pertaining to anal is very like hugely, as you can hear her saying, repeating. For me, I'm just
very deceitful, you know.
I'm just more like, okay, gay, you, if you want to be gay, that's fine. But not for pay, cannot be down low. And, you know, you just have to have some integrity about yourself. But we don't want to keep just rambling on about this. Let's move on. Actually, I want to hear in the comment section what you guys would do if you somehow discovered that your, like, ride or die was a man in a gay porn, like gay for pay. And also, I want to hear if you think there's a double standard in the Black community. Whoa, my sister's baby just either farted or took a shit. It's really strong. But I also want to know, like, okay, is it okay for a female to be gay for pay? Like, what if I'm not gay, but then I go do a movie with a chick and we are doing like a lesbo scene?
Apply to me.
To me, same rules apply, but I know that the men in the Black community are going to say otherwise. And I want to hear from the men in the Black community or in any community just how you feel about this. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll do the celebrity spotlight. Please take a moment to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Yo, welcome back to Nocturnal Admissions. It is me and my sister, and we took a little break because, you know, we had to pay some bills. But here we came right back, and we have the celebrity spotlight, and you do not want to miss this, okay? Because it's coming from Growing Up Hip Hop, and this is the Gay for Pay. Shit. Yes, and so I just got a call, and I'm sorry, here I came back. Yeah, we're going to talk about the celebrity spotlight, because this definitely happened to a celebrity that we all know and love, Peppa Denton from Salt and Peppa. Yes, the group that sang "Ah, Push It, Push It," and also "What a Man, What a Man, What a Mighty Good Man," and let's talk about sex. Okay, so let's talk about sex. Okay, Peppa, what are you doing? Okay, so she is messing with a young actor, ex-NFL halfback, unsuccessful, failed NFL halfback named Andre. Andre Dean. He's about 29 years old. I think he's 29. Basically, Peppa's in this relationship with him, calling him her baby's daddy, basically, and he about the same age or maybe like a month younger than her son.
Just fresh had a baby
and one on the way. Then to top it off, she finds out through a podcast called Cocktail Hour that's hosted by Brianna on Growing Up Hip Hop LA. And basically, Brianna blasts Andre Dean because he, well, let's just listen. Take a nice listen, you guys. I'm going to play a little clip from Mr. Gay for Pay. His alias is Dwayne Robinson. Listen up.
Go through another physical, make sure everything's okay, make sure I didn't catch anything from last time or miss anything rather. So let's get you, I guess you're going to strip all the way down for me. And just, as soon as you get situated there, we'll get heavy.
Wearing a hoodie.
Maybe step up in the scale. Here, we'll get some measurements there as well.
By the way, it's called shock physical exam. As you guys, and as I mentioned, he's an ex-NFL halfback, so he's a jock. He's stripping down. And you can check this out on Pornhub and get the rest of the video. Which, basically,
let's see.
He looks really uncomfortable. He proceeds.
Did you have any broken bones?
No.
Okay.
He's asking if he had any broken bones. This is just a part of the whole, you know, gay for pay fetish. So you have like gay men looking at gay, supposedly straight men in a normal doctor's office setting. And basically the doctor proceeds to, and this is a man in a white lab coat with gloves, sometimes not gloved. And he proceeds to give this young man a very touchy-feely examination. Okay? A very touchy-feely physical examination where he literally slides his fingers up and down his ass crack, fingers his butthole, jacks him off ungloved, and then Mr. Andre Dean finishes the job himself. He actually gets hard while the man is
very,
yeah, he got hard when the man was, you know, handling his stuff. So to me, okay, dude, you're not just gay for pay.
You're gay.
You're gay. And that's my assessment of the situation. I'm very curious to know, what do you guys think? Is this like, am I being extreme or am I being unfair?
I think that a real man, I have one brother, and I know for a fact he'd never do that. He'd sleep in a cardboard box in under a bridge before he engaged in anything like that. You couldn't even offer him $1 million to engage in something like that. And with how low budget that film was, I know he didn't get paid much. So, you know, shout out to him. I don't know. I just think, like, he doesn't have any self-respect, self-esteem, dignity, integrity. And I just feel sorry for his kids.
Well, let me be the devil's advocate, because I was going to bring up his kids. What if, like, he had no way to feed his children?
That's too bad. No, I'm not buying that shit. If you're listen to me. I don't want to hear that shit. I will steal out of a store. I will snatch a purse if I were a man before I did something like that. Furthermore, if he can't fill in that, if he can't put the bread, the cheese, and butter the bread and all of that, whatever you call it, that's where the child's mother kicks in. So just make sure you have sex with someone who can help if you ever, you know, go out bad. Go, and he just talked about going out
sad.
Bad.
He went out sad. And now here you are, you've done like something called Escape Island. He's an aspiring actor and rapper. He was on Carter High. He's an aspiring actor, musician, or rapper, or whatever. And so now a decision that you made in the past has come out. You may have some gay fans, but I don't even know a lot of gay men that would respect this. I just think you know, you are toying around with your future in a way, because you're not just gay for pay behind closed doors, like on Craigslist or Backpage, which is now shut down, I know, but you're gay for pay on screen, and you're willing to broadcast that to the whole entire world. So you gotta be prepared for the backlash that comes with it. And I don't know. You guys let us know how you feel in the comments. Like our podcast if you like it. Hit the thumbs up and subscribe if you want to hear more. We will be here and we're not going nowhere. Thank you so much for listening to Nocturnal Admissions with Fee and Faye. Hey, what's up? Welcome to Nocturnal Admissions with Fee and Faye. So tonight's topic is very, very serious. It's some serious shit. Fee, did you want to go on ahead and get started?
Yeah, I want to get started. You know, day before yesterday, I was looking on Google. Then this little article pops up. 27-year-old dietitian commits suicide.
27 years old?
No, it's not even that that's getting me. She leaves a note saying, "I'm really sorry, Mom."
Damn.
Now, first of all, how I feel about suicide is, you know, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know, you know, how real it is or what's bothering you, why you're so weak, why you have no self-control, why you feel like you want to end it all, whatever. I feel like it's the cowardly way out. Furthermore, you know, you want to kill yourself, knock yourself out. Why would you leave your mom a note saying, "I'm really sorry, Mom"?
Let me stop you right there, because I want to get into the scenario of the night. And before we get into that, let's let you guys think a little bit. We're going to take a little break and come right back. But just think about everything Fee's saying. Sometimes, you know, we do sound a little insensitive on this show, but we're trying to keep it real. And we're just trying to discuss some really serious issues and see how people really feel about the shit. So hold your horses. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned for the scenario of the night on Nocturnal Admissions. All right, guys. So welcome back to the show, to Nocturnal Admissions with Fee and Faye. And what we're going to do is jump into the scenario of the night. So say, I mean, and some of you can really identify with this. Say you have a family member, say it's like a close older sister. And every time life gets a little tough, she starts talking about how she wants to kill herself. How if, you know, this, that, and the third, she would just go on ahead and end it all. What do you do? Do you get tired? I mean, like, I'll just go on ahead and be honest. This scenario is kind of like me. You know, my sister let me know, basically, that she was tired of hearing that shit. That shit is played. Like, okay, even if you're not the type of person, if you're going to, in my opinion, from this is coming from suicidal thought having Ife. If you're like me and you know good and damn well you love your life and you really don't want to kill yourself, but you get depressed sometimes, it's just super insensitive to even mention suicide, in my opinion. Like, and one of the things my sister helped me to realize is that it's super selfish and
annoying.
And dumb annoying, like very annoying, as you heard her mention, and dumb selfish. Like, and to be honest with you, as someone who has had suicidal thoughts, the main reason that I haven't carried it out is because I'm not that selfish. I would never want my mother or sister to find me dead in our household, let alone thinking about how that might influence and impact their ability to even like live a peaceful life in their household after you've killed yourself and the cops had to come and clear your debris up, your biological debris. You know, it's very, very, very selfish and cowardly and annoying. And I think people just need to get a grip on life and realize shit is tough, you know, like everybody's got to go through it, but fucking pull yourself up by the bootstraps and stop the bullshit. Like nobody wants to fucking hear that shit on a regular goddamn basis. And do you really want to kill yourself? No, because if you did, you wouldn't keep saying it. You would just go to an open field in a deserted place and do it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want to go back to the dietitian thing because I actually didn't say what I wanted to say earlier on. Basically, this note, leaving the note behind, I'm really sorry, Mom. If you were really sorry, you wouldn't have killed yourself and left that stupid-ass note for your mom. Because if you really think about it, you already killed your fucking self. Then your mom, the last thing she's going to remember is you offing your stupid-ass self and this letter. So it's just going to be like a double whammy in a bad way. So that's how I feel about suicide. I'd never kill myself. I just wouldn't do that. Furthermore, you know, if anybody did want to kill themselves, I hope you're successful at it. Make sure I'm not around, because if you are unsuccessful at killing yourself, I'm not going to fucking be there for you. I'm not going to be there for you if you turn a fucking vegetable.
Oh, yeah. That's let's clarify. Sure. Let's emphasize that. What she's talking about is, you know, there's a lot of, I haven't even statistically looked this up, but we know that there are a lot of cases where people attempt suicide and are unsuccessful.
Jumping now, off of a bridge.
That's got to be a real fucked up thing to like...
shoot yourself in the head.
Feel like you ain't shit and you don't fucking deserve to live. And then you can't even fucking carry out a suicide. So say, for example, you shoot yourself in the head and you miss your vital part of your brain. And so now you're a fucking vegetable. Or
bedridden and shit.
And yeah, and now what?
Feed you... you know, tube feed you, wipe your ass, you know, and comb your hair and brush your teeth and all this stupid shit. I didn't sign up for that. Shit. Fuck that.
Oh, shit. And y'all know, we actually have a cousin who committed suicide, and this is serious shit. It might be a little insensitive to talk about, but I want to talk about how that impacted our family. Fee was kind of young, but we lived in Flatbush and we had a cousin, named JC. His family loved him so much, they named him Jesus Christ. And, we called him JC. This is on granddaddy's side. And so JC was a star basketball player, had everything going for him in high school, but he was in a relationship, an abusive relationship with a beautiful teenage girl. They were both 17 in Flatbush, Brooklyn. And he was abusive. Like, he used to beat her up and shit. And I loved my cousin, but I'm going to talk about him like, you know, I would if this had happened to someone else. He was abusive. They were in an abusive relationship as teens. She decided to get out of the relationship, and he was so abusive that he went and shot this girl in the face and then sat out on the curb and shot himself in the head. Now, I was 11, and so imagine how that impacted me. Imagine how that impacted his family. And her family, like, our family was impacted, but her family, thank God, she survived. Yeah, so... basically, our cousin shot this girl in the head. She survived. Her eye, she lost her eye or something. She survived, thank God. But he killed himself. And that was a huge deal for the whole family. There's been, you know, a lot of, there was a whole news article about it. And it was just a huge embarrassment, to be honest with you, because not only did you try to kill yourself, then you tried to take somebody else out with you who didn't deserve it. So, like, this whole suicide thing, we seem insensitive, but we've been through it, and it's very, very selfish, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I don't feel honestly that I'm being insensitive. I just think it's really stupid to take yourself out. That's just me. Furthermore, the whole, like I said, the note, I'm really sorry, mom. Like, nobody wants to have that shit on their brain when they think about their child, especially after killing their fucking self. But, you know, sensitive, insensitive, whatever.
Really, the insensitive ones are the ones who kill themselves, because I feel like... I feel like, sorry, mom, you didn't even fucking give, like, a thorough explanation. In fact, I don't even think mom wants one. Mom wants you to not kill yourself and her find your body in this stupid-ass suicide note. So now that we've gone over that, I think we should touch on the celebrity spotlight. So listen up, stay tuned, we will be right back. If we can figure out how to put these stupid-ass ads in between the segments. Be right back. Thanks for listening to Nocturnal Admissions. All right, guys, welcome back to Nocturnal Admissions. This is Fee and Faye. We're gonna give you the celebrity spotlight tonight. So, since we're talking about suicide, let's go on ahead and talk about one of the more recent suicides that I personally couldn't understand, since a lot of the suicidal thoughts that I have to do with me being broke as fuck and struggling through life. We're going to talk about, of course, the CNN article on Kate Spade. She was iconic, a handbag icon. Excuse me. Basically, she hanged herself in her apartment in Manhattan. And at 10:10 in the morning, after Spade was found by her housekeeper, you see, I mean, let's stop right there, Fee. Scenario of the night. You're a housekeeper for a rich white woman. You walk in and you see her body hanging. I mean, come on. Is that, how would you feel?
I feel that I would not want to be there. Like I said, if anybody takes yourself out, don't want to find you, don't want to be around, would prefer not to fucking be there. So, you know, sorry for Kate Spade, more sorry for her housekeeper, because she had to fucking find her, remember that shit. Furthermore, Kate Spade, you're like one of the top designers, you know, purses, belt accessories, phone cases, a bunch of things. So not sure what was going on in her life, but, you know, I guess more money, more problems.
I mean, speaking of more money, more problems, Biggie Smalls had a song called Suicidal Thoughts. And I mean, it was very poetic and such, but I mean, he didn't go and off himself. He actually just got killed. But I'm just saying, I'm just saying, I would rather get killed than to kill myself, I think. I would rather someone else off me than for me to be the one to off myself. Like, I fucking love me. And I, as a result of this podcast, really, before this podcast, I had vowed to not put my family through that anymore, especially after my sister expressed how she felt when she was pregnant. To hear somebody talking about killing themselves was just like, I mean, I don't know if it was, I don't think it was her pregnancy hormones, because she's typically very like blunt and straight to the point, but she was just like, I don't fucking want to hear that shit, period. Like, if you think about killing yourself, don't fucking tell me. Just go do it separate and independently of me. And if you're successful, you're successful. If you're not, don't expect me to wipe your ass and blow your nose, like, period, because I didn't sign up for that shit. And the only ass she'll be wiping is her brand new baby daughter's, like, period. Like, nobody is trying to be a vegetable or
bedridden.
You know what I mean? Like,
fucking illness, because you wanted to try to blow your fucking brains out.
But with Kate, I mean, I'm not trying to be sensitive and shit, or Anthony Bourdain, but you guys had
what's up with that?
Bourdain,
like, the world was fucking like
at his fingertips, like
what the fuck. People look forward to watching your stupid ass traveling around the world and try different foods and shit like that, and here you go offing yourself. Like, that shit was selfish to the world and his family. Like,
well, I mean, you know, good luck to him, good luck to Kate and their spirit. I think, you know, I don't hate them. I just think what they did was kind of dumb and insensitive, selfish. It's people who commit suicide, I feel like you guys are assholes and we have the wrong attitude about it. Like, we want to do this whole kumbaya moment and say they're victims, they're struggling, they're like depressed or whatever. Like, sorry, but coming from like one of the most depressed people on the face of the planet, that's me. You do not have to kill yourself. I may be depressed, but I fucking love me. And I'm just not going to do that shit. And I'm not going to keep putting my family through it. Just because everybody has a mental problem. The world is a fucked up place in a lot of ways. And it's a beautiful place in a lot of ways. But it's just how you see the fucking glass. Is it half full or is it half empty? And that's some real shit. Like, seriously, it's all about perspective. And I'm sorry, but the world is overpopulated. If you are one of those people who feel a strong desire to off yourself, maybe you can do it. But just maybe you should visit the suicide forest in Japan where people go specifically to kill themselves. And it's like, okay. anything else to add to the segment tonight, Fee?
No, just if you decide to kill yourself, don't do it around me.
And don't do it around me either, because... you know, just
don't. I don't got
you. I don't got you. And I'm not wiping nobody's ass. And to all of my family members and people who are close to me, if you do decide to kill yourself and you're unsuccessful, I hope you have a good home health aide on the...
on deck. On because deck. That's actually a passion of mine. And what I'm telling you is, I don't got you.
Well... this was a serious topic tonight, and if you have any strong feelings or you want to share anything, please like, share, subscribe. If you feel suicidal and you just want to talk to somebody about it, you're welcome to hit me up at evolutionaryrevolutionary on Instagram.com. I'll make you feel like shit and talk you out of it. Either you're going to kill yourself or you're going to stop with the bullshit by the time we finish. And either way, that sounds like a solution. Thank you for listening to Nocturnal Admissions with Fee and Faye, and deuces.